You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi there, Simeon. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. So what are your thoughts on Labor's new announcement?
Well, look, it's good to see the government has finally woken up to the fact that gang membership has been exploding in recent years, and that that there's a real problem in terms of increased gun violence caused by gang members. But the reality is that this piece of legislation will be toothless without the needed search powers, and also by the fact that it requires the courts to impose an FPO after someone's committed a serious offence, not in advance, to prohibit them from actually having a firearm in the first place.
How would you like these search laws to look?
Look, National's view is very clear that people who have a firearm prohibition order put against them, the police should have the ability to conduct warrantless searches to ensure they don't have firearms on them. Firearm prohibition orders are designed to prohibit some of the most dangerous and violent gang members from being able to have firearms, and without having these additional search powers, effectively it makes these make this law pretty toothless.
Why do you think Labor has kind of changed their tune now and kind of cracked down harder?
Look, I think it's the reality is that gang membership has increased by about 2,500 since they came to office. Gang gun violence on our streets is getting out of control. The public have seen this becoming more and more in their face, and it becoming more and more concerned. And I think the reality is they've had no choice, particularly with the fact that National's got a bill going through Parliament at the moment, which without something for them to say they're going to do, they would have had support.
And do you think New Zealanders will support this move?
Look, I think the reality is New Zealanders want a government to get tough on gangs. Gang violence is out of control. It's gang membership has increased by 2,500 members under this government's watch. It's frankly something which New Zealanders are becoming very worried about, and they want a government which will toughen them. But they'll also be concerned by the fact that these law changes will be effectively toothless without the powers which are included in my bill, which is currently going through the Select Committee.
And what does your bill include?
Well, look, my bill includes the ability for the police to conduct warrantless searches for people who have an FPO against them. And it also allows the police to put an FPO in place against people who have a history of violent crime, rather than requiring them to commit another violent crime and then the courts having the ability to put the FPO in there after the fact. We want to prevent firearm violence, not wait for it to happen and then put an FPO in place.
Do you agree that these kinds of changes tend to disproportionately affect minority groups, such as Māori and those living in poverty?
No, not at all. I think this is about targeting people who are committing violent crime. And we know that perpetrators of these crimes create a huge number of victims from a wide range of backgrounds and ethnicities. Look, we need to take this violent gun crime and gang crime very seriously as a country. I'm pleased the government's finally woken up to the fact that it's an issue they need to do something about.
And are there any other closing comments you'd like to make?
No, that sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for speaking with us today.
Really appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So that was National Party MP and spokesperson for police for the party, Simeon Brown, speaking on the government's latest announcement on making high-risk people unable to own firearms.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.